a great joy, a great honor to be back with the great pioneers of Arunachala, building this sacred community on the holy mountain. And I hope all of you recognize that we have been given a great honor by God to be allowed to build this ashram, this sacred community. Especially at this time in the world history, at the end of Kali Yuga, when other ashrams are collapsing, whole religions are collapsing, the whole planet is collapsing, and yet we are building a sacred home for divine transformation. And all of you have been chosen by God directly for your own purity of heart, your own integrity, your own depth of understanding, your own love for nature, and your relationship to God that has extended over many, many lifetimes. And old souls have the furthest trajectory, beginning in oneness with God and then becoming more alienated from God than anyone else. And yet, at that furthest point of separation, the yearning for return is also the greatest. And it's that yearning that creates the energy field that produces the power that transforms into love, joy, and invokes the presence of God. So that miracles can happen. We have many different kinds of relationship to God. In Kali Yuga, though, the most common relationship is to be a thief of God. People have no relationship except to try to take as much as possible from the riches of God, whether it's the wealth of nature, or of human beings, or of culture, or of spirituality. But always the intention is to take from the source for the enjoyment of the ego. And when we enter the spiritual path, we renounce the life of crime that is the life of every ego. And we again become children of God. But, you know, children in Kali Yuga don't really treat their parents very well either. So, although we have some relationship to God, we may still be taking the car keys for ourselves and whatever we can take from the treasure house of God without concern for what we give back. But eventually the relationship to God becomes more on the plane of our interest in what have we really been given by God that transcends the ego's understanding. And who is this God? And who am I who is a child made in the image of God? And it's at that point that we become servers of God. Because the more that we serve God, the more that we receive directly of the powers of God, as we become instruments of God, then in order to serve, the Supreme Source must give us the creative capacity, the perseverance, the discernment, the love and compassion, the wisdom. And the ultimate level of server is to become a total slave of God. And it's in that slavery that we attain freedom. Because real freedom is freedom from the ego. And it's in that voluntary enslavement that the ego itself dissolves. And the next stage is then to realize that all along we have been the beloved of God. And then there is a true betrothal, an engagement with God directly, that will eventually be consummated in the marriage, the union with God. And through that union comes the final stage of being here as an avatar of God, a manifestation of God in Christ consciousness, Shiva consciousness, in which there is no longer any separation. And even the illusion of separation between the world and nirvana, or the home of God, the consciousness of God, becomes completely one. And so this is the journey of spiritual unfoldment. And it's an unfoldment that occurs within our consciousness. The more there is love for the source of our being, the more that this unfolds in a beautiful play of growth, of transformation, of miraculous events, synchronicities, and joy. And at each step of the realization of the power of God's presence, there is more surrender of the ego. Less interest in being differentiated from God and more interest in realizing our oneness. Until finally any last particle of separation is dissolved. And it's through that that the new world is created. It is born out of our own transformed consciousness and is reflected outward from that consciousness. Because the world is only a reflection of our own consciousness. It does not exist as some separate material entity. The world is an appearance within the mind of God. And therefore, as manifestations of that mind, through the purification of our consciousness, our world shifts from Kali Yuga to Sat Yuga. And it happens through our love, our humility, our letting go of the egoic desire to be someone separate from God. And in that surrender and the renunciation of the arrogance of the ego and the weakness of the ego, the fear and the anxiety of the ego, salvation is attained. Jivan Mukti. And whether we have yet admitted it to ourselves, this is our deepest yearning. this is what shall be given to us as a result of our sadhana. And through that we shall become instruments for the transmission of that to others. And the barometer of how close we are to that is the depth of the silence in our minds and the openness of our hearts. So I hope we will spend all of our time at Arunachala keeping the heart open and the mind free of egoic thoughts, free of egoic emotions, free of imaginary projections, and filled with the purity of divine love and surrender to Shiva, who is doing all of this work through our bodies and minds. And all we need to do is get out of the way, and grace will be given. I wish you all blessings on allowing yourself to receive the full gift of grace that is being offered to us all.